Good morning, everybody. It's that early morning, Jeans. Probably the earliest we've ever recorded.
Yeah, that early morning Joe, with Jeans.
If you're watching on YouTube, you will see that I'm wearing my medieval times. What do you call this thing?
It's not chainmail.
Blouse.
Right?
Yeah. Chainmail / blouse over my legs because I don't like to show my legs on the show. People talk shit. The entire internet is just basically just a bunch of strangers deteriorating your mental health. So when I feel uncomfortable with my legs out, I'm going to cover them. Yeah, not that there's anything wrong with them. I just don't want to see the comments from all these fucking retards. You know what I mean?
Everybody's just got something to say. Legs are a tough one. Like, I usually don't like to fly even with shorts on. I don't know why.
I don't either.
I also think I have weird legs. Like, I just think they're weird.
Like, how so?
They're hairy. I feel like people...
I mean, better than having no hair that everyone would be like, you shave your legs?
That's true. That was, like, the worst thing when that... Like, because everybody... There's, like, those kids that just, for some reason, can't grow hair anywhere, which would suck.
And then that coupled with those kids that, like, comment on your appearance.
Yeah.
I can't stand those kids. It's probably half of our listeners, too. Probably more than them. Just, like, they... Those kids that have no social awareness / they're so douchey, they just don't care. Like, I remember one time... I was in a restaurant, and this kid that I know very well commented on another kid. It was his friend, not my friend, about his mustache, because I guess he shaved it. It was uneven.
Oh, okay.
And he pointed it out in front of everybody, and I felt bad for the guy. I'm like, I actually started sticking up for him. I'm like, fuck you.
Oh,
you think you look perfect? You are actually the worst looking dude here at the table.
Yeah, you can't be doing that. The only time someone should tell you look like there's something wrong with you is like to kind of help you out. Like if you like maybe you smell a little bit and you can't tell because it's your own smell and like so, or like you got like a booger in your nose and that. Like,
something's in your teeth.
Yeah, something's in your teeth. That's the only time you're like, yo, there's something in your teeth. But I would never like, I don't really give a fuck what other people look like, to be honest. So
yeah, I don't either. I'm also not an asshole that points out people's, like, I guess you flaws, but God makes everyone perfect, so.
Yeah, God doesn't make mistakes, I'll tell you that for free.
Yeah, besides maybe Hitler.
Yeah,
that one was weird. I have a question for all those that reminds me the Coyotes are going to Utah, and that's cool, that's great, congrats. But all that, like, organized religion shit, they're like, well, God does everything perfect. Like, look at the way the flowers grow because the bees bring the pollen. Okay, well, what about a guy that killed 6 million Jewish people?
Yeah,
did God do that one? That's what I don't understand. There's a lot of inconsistencies in God's laboratory.
See, is it supposed to be like when bad things is that? So sometimes the devil has to win. Like I feel like the Holocaust was like the devil's last, like Satan's last, like big win. I would say. Well, actually, never mind. He gets a ton of wins.
Is it 9/11?
There's also a genocide every year. Literally a genocide in the Congo this year.
Right now, there's genocide.
Yeah, never mind. Satan kind of like...
Satan's got points on the board.
I was going to say, you look at the numbers.
That fella, he's dropping 20 a game.
Yeah, seriously, like head-to-head matchup, I feel like Satan wins. Like more bad things happen than good things, right? I would say.
No, I think more bad things get pointed out more than good things.
Yeah, that's true. Like, the news is never, like, breaking.
Everything's
fake, man
helps
women walk across the street. Yeah, that's true. Everything is fake.
Everything's fake. Nothing's real. We're in one of, like, 14 dimensions. Like, right now, there's other shit going on in this room.
Yeah.
That we don't even know. There could be another podcast going on.
Yeah, that's fine. That's way better.
But I feel like God will show up and drop 40, but I feel like the devil is consistently 10 rebounds, you know, 10 assists. Like, a double-double kind of guy.
Yeah, I feel like he's one of the guys... I feel like he's like Ray Allen in a way.
Devil?
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like he's just a game changer. Like you can like
tough to be compared to the devil if you're Ray Allen.
Yeah, but like, I mean it in the best way possible. I love Ray Allen. I just feel like I don't know. I feel like Satan has the numbers. I don't know. Maybe you're right though. It is when you kind of just do point out the bad things more. It's like when you like Yelp reviews are always bad because no one leaves good Yelp reviews, but.
I mean, Big Sate, he's got the entire Hollywood industry unlocked. Did you see what Lil Uzi Vert was doing?
No. I'm kind of lost on him.
Watch his Coachella performance. You'll be totally out on him.
Yeah.
It was out of control. It popped up on my feed this morning, and I immediately clicked my phone off and went for a walk. It was that insane.
Oh, fuck.
It's that he's not – it's a different person. And I'm not just saying that because he's gay. I'm saying that because it's like he was dressed up with like these pointy red things with a crop top, carrying a purse, doing all this like
Satan shit.
Like gay shit, which is fine. We always say this. It's fine to be gay, but I feel like when people like change in Hollywood, it's like a bad type of gay.
I feel like they do it for business purposes. Like, I feel like it's...
How, though? Like, I don't understand. Everyone always says, oh, they sold their soul. To who? Harvey Weinstein's in jail. Who? No Diddy.
P. Diddy. I think, speaking of music, you know what's crazy? Back in the day, they used to say that rock and roll was like...
Yeah, rock and roll was bad. Because dudes were smoking cigarettes and sucking on titties. Yeah. Now look at it.
But, like, how... They thought rock and roll was like the devil's music. Like, they thought that Satan was in the studio with like a Fender, like just like making that music and putting it out. Like, yeah, fucking these parents are gonna hate this shit.
Now you really have like dudes like Playboi Carti, like straight up saying like I worship the devil, and all the power to you. Yeah. White people be like, all the power to you.
White people love saying all the power to you. Hey, it's your life.
Worship whoever you want, but I'm just saying that the devil has a stranglehold on the music industry.
Yeah.
So God, I don't think God cares about that. Like, he's too worried about the Super Bowl and college football and stuff like that.
I was gonna say, I feel like God listens to country.
He has to, bro. All those guys are like, like Christian rock is a whole thing, which is crazy.
Like POD, Creed. People forget how much shit is just Christian rock. The Killers, like Mr. Brightside, is Mormon music. That's probably going to be their goal song in Utah.
I'm Mr. Brightside.
Neil, coming neil, down neil, in my neil, cage. Neil, you know neil, doing neil. Just fine.
Neil, 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 neil. Yeah, I just feel like there's a lot of hypocrisy and that stuff. Like, how are you gonna go out there on stage and be like, we're going to worship him, and then you're just whacking chicks on your tour bus?
Yeah.
I feel like it which I love.
Value shit.
What?
I feel like they just, like, I think celebrities get to a point where they're so bored. That's like why famous people like always dress like kind of like idiots. Like a lot of the time, like they wear like kind of stupid shit because I think they just you just get so bored. You have to keep doing your stuff because you crave the attention. So I think that's like a lot of that devil shit.
And it's weird because they try to push like what's cool on you.
Yeah, but like who gives a fuck?
Yeah, and I mean
and it's crazy that it works.
The deep state has really got the deep state is putting up goddamn Kobe numbers.
Wait,
RIP.
What does the deep state mean?
Well, the deep state is like basically, I think it's a theory or like a conspiracy that there's a bunch of really, really powerful people like in the government that are basically steering, like basically manipulating everybody. Like it's not like, you know how Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are just kind of in the office on airplane mode? Like,
yeah.
They're not really controlling shit. It's the deep state.
Interesting.
Like, it's so deep. It's deep down there. Like, they stay in the basement of the White House. But it's just, like, this circle. I don't know if it's real or not.
There's so many conspiracies to keep up with.
Yeah, there's a lot. It's, like, this circle of people who have influence over the whole world. And basically, they're trying to, like, steer it to where they want to go, to where they have, like, the most power. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they were the ones who personally dyed Lil Uzi's hair red and shaved his head to look like, I don't know who he looks like. I'm trying to compare who he looked like in that performance.
I gotta Google it. I mean, I can...
The deep state is fucking with me recently.
I feel like the deep state, I feel like that's... The deep state, on the drive here, I actually felt like the deep state was fucking with me because I was hitting every red light.
I found a screwdriver under my car seat that I've never seen before in my whole life. Tell me that's not the deep state.
That might be the deep state. That's probably some like trafficking shit.
Who screwdriver is this?
Yeah, that's like,
I don't own screwdrivers, bro.
Yeah, that's, I'm not a screwdriver guy.
I don't own screwdrivers. I'm gonna go on the record and say that I don't own screwdrivers. And there was a screwdriver under my car seat. I feel like somebody went in there and like tried to like hotwire my shit, and then it didn't work because I don't think you can hotwire my car.
It'd be pretty hard.
And I think they, like, forgot their tools.
That'd be pretty funny.
That's my theory because now my car lock, I shouldn't say this on the air because some weirdo is going to find it. My car lock isn't working right now.
That might be deep state stuff.
The deep state is on my ass.
That might be DS. Yeah.
Deep state.
Yeah.
Let's make deep state.
Deep State University. Deep State University.
So we have Retard University. If you're listening to the Patreon, $3.99 a month, patreon.com/wetjeanspodcast, $3.99 a month, extra episode. We're coming out with Retard University shirts. RU.
And then Deep State.
Would it be funnier to go Retard State University or just Retard U?
RSU. Yeah.
RSU and DSU?
Let's do Deep State Community College.
That's actually funny.
That's fucking hard.
All right. Deep State Community College.
Go Wildcats.
The Wildcats!
in schools, if you're a school in a movie, especially Disney, you only have two options, and it's the Bulldogs or the Wildcats.
Every time. Every fucking time. The Lions, the Wildcats.
Go Wildcats.
What is another one?
Bulldogs.
Bulldogs every time. There's 500 teams named Bulldogs.
We were the Falcons in high school. Falcons fly forever.
That's one. What about like I'm
trying to think.
The Devils. That's some deep state shit.
That's a deep state. I still can't believe they've been allowed our university to be called the Sun Devils, to be honest with you. Like the amount of religious people out here.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy.
That's a great point. There's a lot of churches out here.
Like our fucking logo was a devil. A devil. Was it holding a pitchfork?
Bro, that's a really good point. I've never thought about that my whole life. How did Arizona get away with that?
Yeah. Especially this state out of all of them. Because this feels like the most like that like anti-devil state.
Yeah, but they don't like the devil around here.
Yeah.
Devil don't come around this country.
This here is God's country. Not.
This here is the horny. I actually looked up the horny toad last night. I was curious.
It's looking interesting. It's pretty interesting. I would like to go kind of like at night and see what it's like. Because the day was just like family sitting there. Like, I'm curious what it would be like.
Put their butt cracks out.
Yeah. I love a bar where everybody has their butt crack out.
Butt crack State University.
That would be so good. But we should come up with just a ton of university t-shirts.
Like college apparel.
Yeah, we should go. That's a good idea. That's actually a good idea. I'm not even kidding. Like, that should be our only thing. First of all, we should come up with Wet Jeans University. Like, 100%.
All right. We need to actually do this.
And then we need to come out with Deep State University, Retard State University. No, Deep State Community College, Retard State University. And then, what was the one? Did we just come up with one or no? Forget.
The Wet Jeans one? Did you say that?
I feel like there was one right before. I swear, memories fade in my brain like dandelion spores.
Speaking of memory, I forgot to say, tickets to Calgary are on sale now. The link in our Twitter bio, there's tickets available. We're going to be promoting this shit for the next, 2 months? Almost 2 months?
Yeah.
If you're in Calgary, and you know what? If you're in fucking Edmonton, because Edmonton's giving me a hard time right now!
Don't wait.
Don't wait, because I don't know if we're going to end up in Edmonton anymore. Yeah. So go get your tickets and come hang out with the fellas and
skip a ledge.
If you're a lady, dump those titties out during the show.
Please.
Or we're not coming. But anyway, yeah, how about the Duke Blue Devils too? There's a lot of devils and shit. The New Jersey Devils.
Right. The Blue Devil looks, I don't know if they still have that logo, but he always kind of looks rapey to me.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah,
I was going to say the lacrosse team, but they just straight up didn't do it.
Yeah, you know what the crazy thing is? They completely didn't do it, like 100% exonerated, but they're still associated with that. That's how crazy.
Oh, that's how accusations work, though. It's sad, but that's just, that's Biden's America.
Yep. Goddamn libs.
I mean, the girl, if you're going to accuse anybody of rape, I feel like a lacrosse player is a good start.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to do like.
You ever talk to a lacrosse player?
Lacrosse players, they just go like, if you have to watch on video, you see this, but they always do like that cradle shit. They're always just talking and cradling.
Like, they think they're nasty. Like, they think, and I know we have, actually,
I know
we have so many lacrosse listeners, like professional lacrosse players. Listen to this. I hate lacrosse. Have I ever said that before?
For sure, one episode, we only talked about how much we hate lacrosse.
Let me go on the record and say this.
This is on the rec.
I hate lacrosse so much. You ever talk to a lacrosse player? They'll be like, oh, what are you doing today? Be like, oh, nothing. Like, I'm just doing errands. I'm going to go. And they'll go, oh, that's gangster. Dude, shut the fuck up. You went to St. Anthony's on Long Island. Shut up. Don't ever say that.
You went to Drexler.
Oh, my God, dude. I hate lacrosse so much, dude. That actually makes me mad. Like, I can feel my face. It's like getting hotter.
Like when you accidentally drink like too much Captain Morgan and your face gets hot.
Fucking hate it.
The name of this episode is gonna be "I Hate Lacrosse,"
and we have so many lacrosse listeners. Wait, so what does that say?
Yeah, how funny is that?
I hate it.
You gotta
change the subject. You gotta save me right now.
I gotta save the pod. Do you see that fucking dude that lit himself on fire outside that Trump rally?
Yeah, I saw it, but then the second I saw like it was outside the White House, I just didn't like click into it. But I think that's cool.
I think it was outside the Trump's trial. Like in DC, or is in New York City.
Trump's on trial? For what?
in an accumulation.
Just for everything.
Whatever you can think of.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's just,
so, did he go straight flame to skin?
It looked like it. But the crazy thing is, this is why I don't advocate for people to light themselves on fire when you're protesting, is that, like, I don't know what he was protesting, because he's on fire. Like, if he was wearing, like, a t-shirt that says, like, down with Trump or, like, save Trump, I wouldn't even have known, because he's completely... on fire.
This girl is on fire.
Portrait of a Lady on Fire. That would be...
So what was the point?
What that song is about. It's about a protester lighting yourself on fire.
So what was this about?
I don't know.
Whose side is he on?
Exactly. That's why you shouldn't light yourself on fire.
Did you read it?
No, because I don't think they even found out. Because like, he's...
Because he's dead?
Cause the guy looks like a burnt hot dog, I'm sure. He's probably so dead. It's crazy. I mean, he definitely died. Do you see him? He was fully engulfed. And I was laughing when I was watching the video because, like, we live in an absolutely sad and terrible world where shit's going on that's, like, it's hard to even fathom. Like, let's go, like, look at Israel or Palestine or whatever. So, like, if you're going to light yourself on fire, if you're going to do it to yourself... I'm not going to feel bad for you. That's just like how it works.
No.
Because that's just crazy talk. So like I was laughing. I actually quote tweeted and then I got fucking banned. Got a 12-hour ban from Twitter for telling a kid to hit himself in the head with a hammer.
Why'd you do that?
Because he accused me of stealing a tweet. And I was like, I didn't steal a tweet.
Isn't that the worst? That is the worst.
Just because someone, he referenced a tweet that had like 4 retweets that was in response to a tweet that I didn't even see. And it was just like some random kid. He was like, nice job stealing a tweet, you muppet. And I responded, I don't see every tweet on Twitter. Go hit yourself in the head with a hammer.
And they banned your ass?
Yeah.
Andy.
Which is insane because I thought
Elon... Drop it in the comments.
I thought Elon was one of the good guys. Like, I thought he was like the free speech man.
He is, but I guess he's not anymore.
Like, crazy. You can just like... I can watch some dude like... get his legs blown off by an IUD. Or what do you call it? Not an IUD. What is it called? Like with those bombs.
An IUD is when...
it's like the girl...
Is that when you get a prepaid debit card? Oh, that's EBT.
Wait, is IUD the shit you can use at gas stations to buy like Red Bull?
I thought. That's what I was thinking.
Or is IUD... Is IUD those explosion
bombs? IED you're thinking of.
An IUD is the birth control, right? The one with the thing where you shove up your vagina.
Oh, where you could just shoot goo in their mitt and it doesn't matter? Yeah. That is what that is.
Yeah.
You're thinking of IED.
IED is...
Yeah, IED is something explosive device.
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah, inconsiderate explosive
device. Excellent explosive device.
Yeah, you're thinking of that. But yeah, that's crazy that they banned you. Who's up this early in the morning over here? That's crazy that they banned your ass.
Yeah.
Dude, it's the worst when people think... The last person that needs to copy tweets is you. And I think I could say that for myself, too. Like,
right.
Copying, it's just the worst, and it's always people who don't know. You know what's interesting about, not that we're in the public eye, but there's a lot of people that listen to this and don't know us. I straight up will just read a lie about myself.
Yeah.
And it's getting to that. And people will think things about you that just aren't true.
Yeah.
And it's weird. Like, to think that... like, for example, I created Tapping In. That's a fact.
Yeah,
and I used to get in there in my drink 2017, 2018. I kind of like got off the beaten path of it, and I brought it back in and out. Other accounts picked it up, yada, yada, yada. And the amount of times I got accused of stealing, putting your hands in your drink is like crazy. I invented that.
Yeah. That's like
my baby.
That's like accusing Hitler of stealing the idea for concentration camps.
Yeah, so then it's just one of those things you shake your head at. Like, I'm sure you saw that kid say that and you're just like, dude, you don't even know me. You don't know me.
Yeah, like it's crazy just to assume so much about someone you don't know on the web.
Like, there's like 17 million people on the internet that think I'm from New Jersey.
Right.
It's insane.
Yeah, sometimes people will send me like a picture of what they think is your hockey DB or whatever, and it's just like not
just you. Not. It's not on there. I had it deleted.
Yeah.
I actually...
Oh, you did have it deleted?
I personally said, get this off the internet.
There you go. So I always have people send me, I'm like, and it's always just an insane last name. That's not you.
One time I was drunk and I DM'd HockeyDB and tried to pay them to pay my stats.
That would be so funny if they put you, they gave you crazy numbers.
And this is like last year. Like I was wasted. It was a joke, obviously. It was like I was wasted. I forget who I was with, but I'm like, it's funny because I'm like a 30-year-old asshole, whatever, however old I am. And I was like, yo, like, what do you guys want for me to just say I had like 300 points in 2013?
That's actually such a good idea. That'd be so funny if they gave you like insane numbers.
And then like I get arrested for padding my stats on HockeyDB.
Like, and for some reason, it carries like a really aggressive sentence. It's like 60 years.
That would be so fucking cool. People, you hear about that guy on that created Silk Road? You ever hear? You know what Silk Road is?
Is that the black market?
Yeah.
I gotta think.
Why they call it the black market? It's kind of like not a good look for.
Yeah, and black, like when they, what? Yeah, it's all bad. Is always black. You know, it's like blackmail, and then.
That's so. I never even thought of that one.
We start calling, and then actually, Black Forest ham is pretty good, though.
Black Forest ham is really good. Yeah, I fuck with Black Forest ham.
Yeah,
you get it sliced like skinny.
Ooh, I like. Yeah, I like that shit thin.
One time, I went to Sprouts and I asked for it. They're shaved, thin, very thin, like thick. And I asked for shaved because, and everyone stopped what they're doing and paid attention to me. Every time froze, and a woman goes, why do you get it like that? And I was like, oh, because I put it in salads that I make. I think I've said this before. And then when I told the guy I wanted it shaved, he like rolled his eyes. Like he was rattled because that means they have to like go like this harder.
Oh, my God.
Because they put the meat up on the grinder.
Right.
And like if it's thin, you just have to go thin, 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 thin. And if it's thick, it's like this. But if you're getting it shaved, they have to cut it really fast so it's getting shaved.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Like just.
Just absolutely thinning that shit out.
And the guy was so choked that I ordered it. Like, and then the old bitch behind me had to comment on it. And I was like, all right, well, I'm never coming back to this Sprouts again.
Right. That's all it takes for me. It's just like it. Someone to just like comment like about like my food. And I'll never come back.
People are fucked. Dude, everything's getting so worse. If we're still doing this pod in like 40 years, well, AI is going to take over.
Yeah.
We're all going to be dead. It's inevitable. We're going to be dead. A supercomputer is going to come into your room at night, and it's not even going to go near you. It's just going to look at you and just go zoom.
It's going to zap me to pieces.
Zap you to death. And then it's going to fuck you.
Just wake up. There's a computer in my butt.
Get this computer out of my butt.
Who put this computer in my butt?
Get your supercomputer out of my butt.
Stop. The supercomputer, stop.
How the fuck did this even come up?
So we were talking about
sliced
Black
meat,
Forest ham.
Silk Road.
So, oh, you said something happened to the person that created the Silk Road.
Bro, that dude has a double life sentence in prison.
Damn.
Double lifey.
Where's he from?
Ferda.
Like, I bet he's from like Finland.
No, American.
Really?
Yeah. He went to school. Dude, this dude was like, look him up. He went to a good school and he was very smart.
I feel like you gotta be. It's
and
like the Unabomber.
Where did he go, bro? It's Princeton? It was somewhere good.
Wait, Silk Road creator.
Yeah. He's doing a double lifey. And guess where he's in prison right now? Tucson. A couple hours south. We should go visit him.
Do an episode with him at the prison?
Tucson State Penny.
Damn.
It's not called that. But.
His name is Ross, like Ulbrich.
Yeah. That's him.
Yeah, fuck.
Dude's doing a double life sentence for the Silk Road. So, like, just basically the black... There must be something really bad about that. I thought he
went to Penn State too.
And, Penn State
and University of Texas to get his what's the BS? Oh, that's just
bachelor's. Bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, he got his master's at Penn State. Damn.
Oh, I was thinking somewhere else. Wow, they have hell of an alumni. They're racking up.
What's the fucking dude's name?
Sandusky.
Do you know what's crazy?
Bo Nickel.
Did you know that Sandusky has a book that came out? Before that whole thing, and it's named something, and it's called Touched. Look.
Criminals just like to put it in your face, literally and figuratively. Dude, that has to be fake.
It's called Touched.
There's no way.
By Jerry Sandusky.
There's no way.
The Jerry Sandusky story. Oh, why is it selling for $175?
That can't be real.
On Amazon, too. Yeah. I remember I read something about it. I was like, what is this about?
Some criminals like to just... like be like, yeah, I'm a bad guy.
Yeah, they like to.
I'm a bad guy.
Like, but yeah, it's like when it's kind of like when serial killers when they like, oops, when they start like sending letters to the police stations and shit, like they kind of want to taunt it a little bit, like get right in your face.
Yeah, like that one movie with Leo DiCaprio. What's it called? Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, which apparently I heard. I don't know.
That based on a true story.
I heard like the story ended up being like super fabricated, which obviously most is. But
what a surprise!
We were just talking about
things
fucking,
are fake.
We were just talking about Miracle on Ice for 8 hours.
Don't get me started on that.
On Friday's Patreon.
Who we playing, Rammer? Sweden. That's right, Sweden in the Olympics. Come on, OC. You're not still going on about the 76 playoffs, are you? Pansy over there cheap shots me. He takes the ring right off my finger. How'd you feel? You know what? Whose side are you on anyway? I'm on your side. Really seems like it. I'm out of here. No wonder that guy has so many penalty minutes, eh?
We should
detest. I've taken one or two before. You got credit? You got Craig backing up Janacek? Other way around. Didn't Janacek just win you a national championship? We're not playing for a national championship, Craig.
Damn.
You shouldn't have said that. That just ruined the whole show.
We should do one episode where you just read.
I am a hockey player!
You just read the entire script and act as like each individual actor and actress.
You want me to play on one leg? I'll play on one leg! You think that'll get him going?
That movie is so fucking absurd.
We're not here to settle old scores. I feel like my heart's in my throat.
You're a method actor.
Holy shit.
I'm a meth actor. I just smoke a bunch of meth.
They're the ones that got off easy. I won't be your coach. I won't be your friend. If you need a friend, take that up with Doc or Patrick.
It's insane.
A lot of guys from Minnesota and Boston. Yeah, that's going to work.
That's so good.
Your boys here, you think they miss out on this? Play for Herb for 4 years. Another year wouldn't hurt.
Oh, God.
Far blue line back, goal line back. Again! Herb, this has gone on long enough.
Like, super dramatic. Jerry Seinfeld is the assistant coach. Herb, this has gone on long enough.
Read the whole Miracle script, but in Jerry Seinfeld's voice.
That'd be so good.
Oh, my God. That pansy over there cheap shots me. I get tossed out of the game. He steals the ring right off my finger. How'd you feel?
Oh, shit.
I want to play college hockey. I want to go to the NHL just like everybody does. Well, I wanted to win a national championship.
Do you believe in miracles?
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
That's what I do when a girl puts her hair up in a ponytail. I go, yes! Do you believe in miracles?
Yes. Fuck, it was something.
You boys keep making them. You boys keep eating them. I'll keep making them.
What is his meatballs?
You think this was Rizzo's idea? You want me to say I'm scared of getting cut? I'm scared of getting cut. We all are. He's been right there in Minnesota. You tell me why I shouldn't give him a hell of a look. Because we're a family. And this is the family you want to go to the Olympics with. We're a family. And then I don't remember the last line of that.
That's pretty good. You really captured the mood and the backstory of each character. Do we share that bathroom with anyone, by the way? That men's bathroom?
I think the whole dysphoria.
But they don't have any men next door, right? I think it's all girls.
There's a dude there, yeah.
There is? Oh.
Yeah, I've seen him.
I always see girls.
I've seen him. I've hooked up with him. Late night in the office. We made eye contact through that door, and I was like, long day, eh? And he's like, yeah, I just wish it was something that could take the stress away. And I just started sucking his dick.
I'm like sucking the dude's dick that works next to you.
It's about your test, Herb. I'll take your test. I want the goalie that wouldn't take the test. You score on Tretiak, keep the puck. It doesn't happen often.
It's a hell of a goalie.
Come on, OC. Nice hit, OC. It's a cheap shot.
do you have any NHL predictions?
What am I going to tell the board? We got the best player in the country. We got the best player in the country here in a week. You can't pick the roster in one day. You're leaving out all the best players. I'm not picking the best players, Craig. I'm picking the right ones. And I know what it takes. And I've seen them. And if I haven't seen them, I've watched the tapes. And I've talked to their coaches. And what I haven't talked to their coaches, I've fucked their moms. I've fucked the scouts. And if I haven't fucked the scouts, I've seen the tape. I've talked to the tape. Fuck, that just got all
that is all over the mic. That's unreal.
Am I going to get electrocuted? What if I died like that?
Died recording a pod.
It is so wet. Fuck, dude, is there a towel in here?
I don't know. A towel?
I hope that didn't ruin the mics.
I feel like it's got to be.
It's
got to be able to handle some wet.
I think it's hissing right now.
Actually?
Fuck, dude. It's like really in there. Dude, I almost had a grease fire at my house the other day.
How does that happen? How do you put out a grease fire?
You like can't.
Well, isn't it like really, like it's not.
Like you can't put water on it. You can't.
Put like a fire blanket
dude
on it.
Dude in the NFL, where'd the mic thing go?
It fall in your lamp? Where did that go?
Where did that fucking thing go? Okay.
Come on, OC.
Oh, that just ruined the whole podcast.
Wait, what about the grease fire?
You can't. Look at this. Look at how wet this is.
Ha! You spilled so much water on that.
I've talked to the coaches. And you know what? I've coached them. I've looked at the coaches' balls.
I've whacked them all off.
I've fucked them. What would you say? Oh, grease fires. Holy shit. You like can't put them out, dude. So what happened was I put oil. I was cooking I'm a crazy nice chef. On my Instagram story, I posted I was cooking, and like the backlash I got from all these like lacrosse players was insane.
Wait, what'd you post?
I posted I was cutting onions and garlic.
Oh, yeah, I saw
and
that.
These fucking dudes are like, dude, I got like 75 DMs from dudes, like hate ones. They're like, whatever you're cooking, just fucking quit while you're ahead. Just stop cooking, you fag. Like, all this shit.
Jeez, that's like, a tough word.
This is 3 episodes in a row now where I've said that word. Yeah. But in my defense, I did get the pass from a gay dude I know.
Oh.
That's why I've been saying it.
Is that how?
But I'm also saying that people are calling me it.
You are quoting someone.
Yeah, I'm not using it in a derogatory way. But, yeah, dude, a lot of people are just, like, being, like, so nasty.
Just because you posted, like, didn't people come at you because you're using a butter knife?
Yes. So my knife set, when I moved, I don't have it because they were dull anyway, and I was like, I need new ones, and I just didn't get a new one. And I was cutting onions, and all these idiots are like, oh, dude, you know you can get fucking pre-sliced onions, blah, blah. They didn't have any. So I got a full onion.
First of all, that's such a weird thing to chirp. Yeah, you can, but you can also chop it yourself. Like that isn't that like a more of a chef thing to do is to chop it yourself?
Yeah. So I was cutting onions, which I've never done. It actually made me like tear up.
Really? I don't think I've ever really. I've done it like in short spurts, but not like a lot of onions.
If you're not an emotional guy, though, it doesn't work.
Oh, okay.
You have to be emotional.
Then it would never work for me.
So I posted like, you know, these onions made my goddamn. I'm bawling in the kitchen. I'm crying right now from these goddamn onions. Great. It's actually pretty powerful, the onions, like spiritually. And anyway, so I put oil in a pan and the pan was hot. And I didn't realize that, like, it was just in there way too long. And the oil was, like, really hot. Like, it's like, you know when you put fries into a fryer or, like, you know what it is? It goes, tss.
Yeah.
I put a piece of meat on the pan and the oil just started going, tss, 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 like, everywhere.
Oh, shit.
Like, fucking fireworks.
Yeah.
And, like, you can't, what do you do?
You can't. It's gonna. You can't even go near that. It's gonna, you're gonna get splashed in the face.
Oh, I got splashed all over my arms. I literally, and I was cooking naked.
Right.
So my entire penis
was cooked,
literally fried. So I turned down the heat, and I walked away and put the pan on the counter so like there was no more heat, and it was still like, like going everywhere. I just. I poured the oil down the sink, but I think you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, I don't think you are either. I don't know what you're supposed to do. I found out recently that you're not even supposed to flush tissues down the toilet.
Really?
I've had times where I just ran out of toilet paper and I've had to use paper towels, which I know you're not supposed to do. But yeah, apparently it's like really bad for the drains, and you can't even use tissues either.
Yeah.
So first of all, tissues, and there's no reason for there to be tissues and paper towels. They're the same thing. Why can't you just use, like, I've never once bought tissues in my life. I just use the paper towels.
No.
Or not the paper towels, sorry, my toilet paper.
Tissues are for people that, like, fought in Vietnam.
Yeah, like, why are you using tissues? Why are you buying a separate type of paper?
Last flight I was on, actually, I saw a guy viciously cough into a napkin and put it back in his back pocket, and I was like, you're too old to be here anymore. You're too old.
The concept of the handkerchief is fucking
nasty.
I'm going to do a handkerchief, but instead of sneezing into it, it's what I use to wipe my butt. I'm just going to put it in my pocket.
And just keep reusing
Just keep reusing it.
It was nasty, dude. So, old people are nasty.
I'm sorry, but that is so fucking disgusting. I don't care what generation you're from. Sneezing into a handkerchief and then putting it back in your pocket is crazy. So I don't understand. So you have boogers in your pocket now. Like, you are aware of that,
just
right?
Just on the fabric of your trousers.
Yeah. Like, on the fabric, like that soft fabric, like, you know how, like, the pocket fabric's different sometimes? You just have boogers on that now.
And then people, like, oh, dude, old people are just disgusting. Like, they're so just far gone. Like, we talk about that a lot. And I'm sure a lot are friendly and they're nice and, you know, they're just living out their life as they have the right to. But if you're coughing and sneezing in a napkin or a handkerchief and putting it back in your pocket, like, you're the reason why we have pandemics.
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
It's not because the United States and Alex Jones is, or I don't know, Alex Jones has to do with that. But it's not like the deep state releasing influenzas. It's people that are reusing their tissues. You're not supposed to do a lot of shit with the toilet.
Yeah, like,
you're not supposed to put condoms down the toilet.
Really?
Yeah. Why, you've been doing that a lot?
Yeah, but not even because I've been having sex. I've been using condoms to wipe my butt. wait, well, I was just gonna say something. Do you know scientifically if you're supposed to close the lid after you flush or not? Because I've been reading two different sides of the spec.
Yeah, you are.
You're supposed to close it.
Like, right away.
You are? Because I know it sneezes. I know that, but I was reading that.
Wait, what?
A toilet sneezes when you flush it.
Yeah,
but I also read that if you close it, it just shoots out to the side. Like, it's not gonna stop it.
Okay. So it's like a mask.
Yeah, it's like essentially because mask didn't work. So it was like, it's kind of like the same concept, isn't it?
Oh, we're gonna get canceled.
Oh no! Don't show this to fucking Fauci. Knock his ass out.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that makes sense because it's got to go somewhere.
Right. There's still like holes in the side. I feel like if you closed it, It wouldn't make any sense, because then it would just, like, your toilet would, like, rumble. Like, it wouldn't be able to get out all this stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel like we need to clear that out. Because I didn't even know people did that until recently, closed their lid when they flush. I've never done that.
I've done that. I was in a phase of that.
I just didn't know. I was never even aware of that possibility, to be honest with you.
It's just too hard to, like, close it and open it. Yeah. It's like, it's too hard.
Life's just getting too hard.
Yeah, I mean, the toilet in general needs to be, like, reconstructed, I feel like. Like, I feel like it should be, I don't know.
It should be lower. I know that.
Yeah, it has to be lower.
It's scientifically.
I'm dealing with that right now. I have a high toilet.
Oh, my God. There's nothing worse. It's so much harder to poop when the toilet's high. Because you're bent over more, so your intestines, you're pinching your intestines.
Yeah, it's every day is a struggle.
Every day is just, you gotta wake up and realize you gotta take a shit on that toilet. That's crazy. You gotta get a squatty potty.
Could you imagine getting a porta potty like put in your actual house?
That'd be so nails.
That would be so sick, dude.
But then you'd have to get like that. You have to get like emptied.
Construction workers love porta potties.
I know they do.
They just love them.
Have you ever? I can't believe people can poop in a porta potty.
No, like, I've never.
Like
done what,
those
that.
Ones where like at like festivals where there's big lines of people.
Oh, it's cello weekend right now, bro.
Oh yeah. I can't imagine what the scene's like at the. I've never been. I don't know if I could ever do. I mean, I probably could, but I don't know if I would enjoy it.
I can't do the one our idiot friends do. Tomorrow World.
Oh, yeah.
Can't do that. Mm-mm.
I almost think that would be better than Coachella, though. Because at least, Coachella is just such, like, an influencer event. It's just all about taking pictures and shit. I feel like that's all it is. At least, like, Tomorrowland, it's just, like, all these, like, idiots, like, just on Molly.
That's just reminding me of a kid at the Waste Management Open that introduced himself to me as an influencer, and I wanted to kill him.
Oh.
I literally Googled gun store.
Closest gun store.
Yeah, I'm an influencer. Nah, man. You're just a fucking retard.
I'm using that as the quote, by the way. For your quote post.
Hopefully comedy comes back soon because we are so canceled right now.
The internet, my God. There's shit on the internet that I see now that I didn't even see at the height of like who gives a fuck Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, like I'm seeing a lot. I'm seeing that. I see the N-word. And I see the F-word.
The N-word's coming back? That's not good.
That one hasn't been back literally since slavery. Mm-hmm. The F-word is like everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah, but honestly, it's not like...
But I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
People are acting like the F-word is... Dude, gay people are... doing like I feel like decently okay.
Yeah.
And I know there's people that'd be like, dude, they're fucking like, I know a guy that he got jumped because he was gay. I'm not saying that it's the problem's totally resolved, but I'm saying we're still ignoring real oppressed people, like people with red hair.
Yeah. Gingers are still the most oppressed people in the world.
Bro, gay dudes have money. Like, I'm not saying money is everything, but like gay dudes are doing well.
Yeah.
They are. I just saw two gay guys in a Ferrari. On the way here, I'm not even kidding. You know how I know they're gay?
I mean, watch one real estate reality TV show.
They're all gay, and they're all thriving.
Yeah.
Like, gay dudes are not doing that bad. And if you're gay and you listen to this, which we do have gay listeners.
Geeners.
Let me know if you agree with me or not. I'm very open to the conversation. I just think, like, the F word is not the N word. Right. And that's what it was made out to be.
Right.
But also, let's keep in mind, as a white male, nothing I'm saying right now matters.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, the problem is that, like, are there even still people that care that there's gay people anymore? Like,
no! All the hate I see on gay people is about the hate of gay people. I've never even... Because if I haven't seen it, then it doesn't exist.
Right, exactly. it's like that person that tweeted the other day, I talked about this on the last episode, that they think there's something going on because they saw the moon during the day. They've probably never seen that before, so there's just has to be something wrong. That's pretty much
I don't know any gay... Like, I've never been around a gay dude, and I'm sure there's stories about this because, like, that was, like, being made fun of or harassed or anything.
Not anymore.
One of my favorite comics, Tim Dillon's gay. I don't care if he's gay. No one cares.
I always forget he's gay because it doesn't matter.
It does not matter.
I wouldn't.
As long as you're not like trying to force me to do anything at night, like at Diddy's party.
As long as you're not Diddy.
Yeah, who cares, bro? Let's focus on the real problems. Like the people with red hair are getting no respect. They're constantly getting made fun of. I've seen that. I've seen that in real life 10 times more than I've seen any gay person be oppressed.
It's just crazy that we're focused on this when we should be focusing on winning the war on drugs.
Yeah, we need to do that.
We're sending money to Israel and we're sending money to Ukraine when we have the most important war right here on our own soil, right here in America, and that's the war on drugs.
Yeah.
Decriminalize weed.
Yes.
Get them out.
Lock them up.
You know, weed kills 17.2 million people per second. Think about that.
And no one's willing to talk about that.
Yeah. And because it doesn't fit, quote unquote, the libs' narrative.
The deep state will not admit that.
The deep state will not, because they want us to be all high so we're all lazy and they can take our money and our jobs.
Yep. They're coming in here and they're taking our, they're messing with our kids.
Yep, they're touching.
That's
our
the
kids.
One thing. You don't mess with my kids.
Don't mess with my son.
Do you think if your son was getting bullied in school, you'd take it into your hands? Or like how do you even do that as a parent?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Because one of the most insane things that can happen in your life ever is when another parent yells at you. It's like it's the weirdest feeling of all time.
Yeah.
I've had that happen before. And it's like, you don't know what to, it's like someone threw a flashbang in your face and you're like, whoa, what just happened? Like, where am I? It's the weirdest feeling. So, like, are you supposed to yell at someone else's kid if they're like bullying your kid, or do you yell at their dad?
No, no. But what do you do? Like, your kid comes home and he's like, "I'm getting bullied in school because I'm gay."
Give him a gun.
That's
no. But I'd be like,
I think I would want to hurt the other kid.
I probably would too.
Dad.
Yeah, because I don't think I've definitely like sometimes I see like a 14-year-old and I could just tell I'd want to beat him up.
So do you tell your son like, okay? Tell him to stop, or tell the teacher, or do you tell your son like just attack him? I have no idea. I don't know.
I'd probably say,
like, you got to stand up for yourself.
Yeah, I'd probably be like, before we,
here's a gun.
I would probably say, fucking like, just hit him. Like, you got to hit him, and I don't really care how you do it.
You kind of have to though, right? Like, violence is the answer.
I mean, it's definitely the answer sometimes. Like, what am I gonna do? Tell the principal, so the principal's gonna be like, what's the principal gonna do?
And then what do you do if you talk to the bully's parent? They're usually – the reason why the kid's a bully is because their parents are, like, enabling them. In my school, the kids that would fuck with other kids, their parents were always just the worst people.
Right.
Like, no one had great parents and they were the bully.
Yeah, I don't think that
you – Except for you. You and Jamie, you two bullies.
We were the brothers of destruction. It's completely different.
But – yeah, I don't know how you handle that.
Oh, but speaking of which, by the way, there's rumblings that next year Mania's in Vegas.
I knew you were gonna bring up WrestleMania.
I'm just saying, like that. If it's
we
next
gotta
year
go
in Vegas, there's a 0% chance we're not all going.
Oh, we have to go, man. We have to go. I kind of want to get up there for playoffs. Just like
I want to. Yeah, I do want to go to
tickets,
Vegas.
Tickets, bro.
Where are they?
Where's what?
The tickets. How much did you look at? Like how much they were?
No, I just remember last year I paid a couple times, just because some certain players on the team are fake and they gave all their tickets away to their family.
I hate that shit.
Fake as fuck.
You know what I hate is that Kachuk just got married. He just got engaged to his wife, and he should, instead of focusing on his happiness, he should be focusing on hockey.
Which one?
Matt. Matt. Wait, no. The
Brady. Brady's already married, I think.
I think it's Matt. Matt. Yeah.
Congrats on the engagement.
I love when people...
I could not care less when people get engaged.
Yeah, it's like whatever.
It's like so funny when people... like, oh, so-and-so got engaged. It's just...
What are you supposed to say?
My head just has tumbleweed drifting through it when you say that. There's no dopamine or cortisone or fucking whatever goddamn demoglycine or glutamine or whatever...
Serotonin.
...spikes my emotion. There's no serotonin... that there's no transfer of emotion in the cells of my body.
Right.
There's no signal at all. Nothing happens when you tell me that. I don't care. I do not care. And when I say I care, when I say congrats on your engagement, just know I don't care at all.
I'm lying straight to my teeth.
And it's going to end in divorce because that's how marriage is.
Right.
70% of people get divorced. The other 30
killed themselves.
Yes.
Wait, you mentioned this word, and I actually, what's a tumbleweed? Like when it's not, because a tumbleweed's like a dead. Like, what was the tumbleweed before it died?
The weeds that used to do gymnastics.
Oh, really?
Such a bad joke.
420.
It is 420 today. Yeah, happy 420, bro.
420.
Nice.
Which is also Hitler's birthday.
Oh
and,
yeah.
And the anniversary of Columbine. That's the three things I know about
the
today.
Big three.
The big three.
What else?
Fuck, there was something else.
What is tumbleweed?
Oh, yeah, like one... like
just a ball of weeds that just tumble through the wind.
Was it a plant that was alive at one point? Like, and what was it?
I don't know. I'm going to make something up right now. It was like it's a bunch of weeds that just like congregated in like a little ball.
And it just rolls.
And they start rolling.
In Texas?
Yep.
Everything's bigger in Texas, man.
I'm gonna look up tumbleweed.
What is a tumbleweed in its living state?
Was tumbleweed ever alive? It had to be.
Yeah, I assume it's like a. I assumed it was like a dead.
Yeah, it's dead, dried up remains of a plant that grows on the surface. Damn. So when you see a tumbleweed, it's like R.I.P., bro.
I think that's what makes it so eerie. When it, like when a desolate town when it rolls by.
Wait, tumbleweed arrived as invaders from Russia? Wait, America's tumbleweeds are actually Russian invaders.
Damn.
What is that? What? It's called Russian thistle.
Apart from its primary vascular system and roots, the tissues of tumbleweed structure are dead. Their death is functional because it is necessary for the structure to degrade gradually and fall apart so its seeds or spores can escape during the tumbling or germinate after tumbleweed has become... This is the longest sentence of all time. Damn. Tumbleweeds are more interesting than we think. It just shows that cathedrals are everywhere for those with the eyes to see them, you know?
Damn. Seriously, shout out to tumbleweed, bro.
I kind of fuck with tumbleweeds.
Tumbleweeds rock.
I'm going to get tumbleweed. I'm going to decorate my place with tumbleweeds.
Can you get a tumbleweed tattoo?
That'd be sick.
Just give me some tumbleweed.
Should you give me a big tumbleweed on my back?
Give me a big old bush of tumbleweeds. This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Guys, use Manscaped. They might cancel us. Use code Manscaped. I mean, use code... Well, you want him to say I'm scared of getting cut? I'm scared of getting cut.
You just call it Miracle on Ice.
No, seriously, Coxie. Why'd you want to play college hockey? Wasn't it obvious for the girls? So I love playing hockey. I want to go to the NHL just like everybody does. Well, I want to win a national championship. And Pansy over there. How about you, Vicordi? You going to quit on me? You got a hot date in about an hour. You're not looking too good for that. Repair the boat. No. Again. Hey, the rink owner, he wants to lock up. Tell him to give me the keys, I'll lock up. Again! Michael Ruzioni, I play for... No, he goes, Michael Ruzioni! And who do you play for? You know, I play for... United States of America! And then I think Herb just walks off the ice.
What is he says something, doesn't he? He says something right before he walks off. I can't remember what he says.
He said, like, fuck you.
Fuck you.
He goes, that's enough. He goes, all right.
That's enough.
Get in the showers.
Hit the showers.
God. I've skated. I've watched him. And I've been watching him. I've been looking at him. I've been jerking him off, and I've talked to the scouts, and I've talked to the coaches.
By the way, I'm blackballing Black Rock Coffee. I'm blackballing Black Rock
Coffee. Oh, wow. Why?
I got a coffee the other day that was so bad, I was, like, insulted that they handed it to me, to be honest with you. It was crazy.
But it was just black coffee?
I ordered a black coffee. I don't know what this was. It was close. It was just almost water with maybe, like, a splash of what was once coffee.
Did you take it back?
I turned around to take it back in the middle of the road. That's how crazy it was. I was like, this can't be real. And then a guy honked at me, so I turned around again to follow him. I was so mad. It was a
you followed a guy?
Yeah, because I was like, all right. I was like, let's pull over, all right, buddy.
Let's do this then.
He was a fat fuck at a Tesla. I just wanted to see if he wanted to go. I was in that type of mood.
Yeah, getting your coffee messed up, that'll do it to you.
I was just so confused. I was like, this guy looked me straight in the eyes, charged me $6 for coffee, and then for a coffee that you just poured, and then turned his stupid little tablet around and asked if I wanted to tip him, and then gave me this absolute, it looked like Jankum. Do you know what Jankum is?
No.
It's fortified, wait, is that the word? It's when you shit and piss into a bottle, and it... I can't remember what word it is, but you just let it, like, marinate.
It's like prison alcohol?
It's like what they do in some countries in Africa, because it can get you high, and obviously it's free. It's just your own shit and piss.
Ew, bro.
That's what it looked reminded me of. It didn't look like that because Jankum at least has like a decent color to it. But this iced coffee was literally just like looked lighter than iced tea. I was just so mind blown.
If it's that egregious, I feel like you got to go back.
I was going to, and then a Tesla honked at me.
Getting honked out by a dude in a Tesla is like,
and he went like
so
this.
Infuriating.
He went like this.
Oh my
dude,
god!
That's
like,
why.
Where
I got
is
mad.
He going? That's important.
Yeah, and he wasn't even the His guy.
Fucking dumbass job at State Farm or something. Yeah. Guy in the Tesla.
I wish.
Dumb bitch.
Road rage should be completely legal. Like whatever I do in the road, like if someone pisses me off, I should be able to hit him with my car.
I get mad when people are irrationally mad at me. Then I get irrationally mad.
I never actually like follow him, but he pissed me off, and that's where I was like, you know, I'm just gonna go home. Like this is just a whole debacle.
Yeah, I mean, the good news, if you usually go back, they'll make it right because they just want to be out of the situation as quick as possible. They're like, oh, sorry, yeah. But if they put up a fight, that would be insane.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
I'm trying to think. I did something recently that's out of character for me because I never send things back, or I just suck it up and deal with it. But I'm in my send back era.
SBE.
I'm in my stand up for me era. I'm in my Me Too era.
Nice.
And I can't remember what it was. It was like really recent too.
You send some food back?
No, it was something. I remember what it was. I went to Chick-fil-A for like the first time in my life. And the crazy thing about Chick-fil-A is they don't have a menu outside. They just have dudes walking around with iPod. Like they expect you to already know what's on the menu.
Oh, really?
They don't have the menu.
I've only been to Chick-fil-A once.
They like get to your car and then I was like, I don't know. There's like a little menu hanging from their iPad, but it's not everything. So this kid, he had to be new. I just said, I want a grilled chicken sandwich, a club chicken sandwich. I was trying to be like the least fat I could be, except for the fact that it had bacon and cheese on it. But besides that, grilled chicken sandwich, like no fries. I actually can't eat fries anymore.
Really?
Because I can't fit into my t-shirts. My titties get like so big.
Right.
Anyway, I ordered a chicken sandwich and I said, again, they don't have a menu in front of me. So I said, does that have Colby Jack cheese and bacon on it? Because I've ordered it for delivery before. I haven't ordered it in drive-thru. And he goes, no. And I go, can I add it? And he goes, oh, let me check. No. So I just said, okay. So I just, like, as I normally do, I didn't stand up for myself. I know those two things should be on it.
Right.
But I just said, fuck it. It's not my day. I'll just eat grilled chicken between this fake bread bun. So I get to the window, and they just go, grilled chicken wrap? And they hand it to me. And I took it, and I just said, nah. Nah, like, this is it. I go, no, I got a grilled chicken club. And the guy goes, oh, he has you for the wrap, which makes sense. Because he rang me up for the wrap, which doesn't have bacon and cheese in it. So that was the miscommunication. So then I said, no, this is not what I got. And then they just got the right thing for me, and it was good. That was it. That was the whole cool story.
It's crazy that that's all, usually that's all they'll do. But for some reason, I just hate, like, that's why you need,
too.
Like, a girl that's going to stand up for you and say something.
Yeah, and I apologized, even though I'm not wrong. I'm slowly getting out of the habit of that, too. I go, why the fuck am I apologizing, bro? Yeah. This guy got it wrong. Fuck this kid.
Yeah, like, we do apologize for shit that's not our fault as a customer.
It just to be polite.
Yeah.
Like, oh, sorry, yeah, miscommunication. They're like, oh, no, it's okay. Fuck you, dude. I actually said, yeah, I don't know if that guy's new.
You said that?
Yeah, I did.
That fucking
idiot. I promise you I did. I don't know if he was new, but it was like a weird miscommunication. I'm sorry, blah, blah. That's like how I did it, but I don't know, dude. Like, I don't want to be that fat fuck just being like, where's my Colby Jack cheese and my bacon? But it was so hung titties, dude.
Colby Jack cheese is such a funny sounding cheese.
Like, what is, Colby Jack's kind of good.
What is, it's like, it's got some spice to it, right? Oh, no, that's Pepper Jack.
Pepper Jack's good, too.
I like Pepper Jack. I don't know if there's any cheese I don't like, to be honest with you.
I like
cheese
a lot of
fucking
cheese.
Good.
Yeah, even like blue cheese is growing on me when I'm getting like a wedge salad or something.
I like blue cheese more than like ranch. I like the little
don't like that. I don't like the blue cheese dip.
I like the crumbles. The crumbles are the bluey.
Oh yeah, I can manage that in a Sally.
Yeah, well, but you see crumb.
Yeah, blue cheese. I'm sure I'll get. It's like everything. Like you get older, you're just like, fuck it. I'll just put it in my mouth.
Yeah, because like as
like
you get
your
older,
wife.
Like as you get older, just like your body, your taste buds just start to die.
It was like, whatever. Now, all of a sudden, one day, the sun comes up and you just love artichoke.
Yeah.
I still don't like artichoke.
I don't really, some parts of the artichoke kind of make me uncomfortable. It looks kind of weird. I don't really know what it is. Does it grow out of the ground?
I don't know. I don't know. Chicks love artichoke, and they love being artichoked.
Nice.
Next girl I go on a date with, which is going to be never.
2029.
Yeah, hopefully sometime in that area. It's going to be an AI robot, too.
That's going to be sick.
And then I'm going to get the artichoke and make a... I'm going to artichoke something else later.
Think she'll like that on the first date?
No.
Probably hate that.
I'm going to say it.
Still going to say it.
Still going to say it. Imagine going on a date, dude.
It's weird going on a date. I tell you this every time we go somewhere, and I can always tell when someone's on a date. You can always tell by
the body. Yeah, you're good at that.
I should be like a body language expert. I can always tell when someone's on a date, or especially a first date.
Because the guy is sitting on the edge of his seat and all like attentive.
The guy is always
like,
so uncomfortable.
Just acting like he's not thinking about pussy.
Yeah, acting like he's not holding in farts. That's all. That's the crazy thing when I see first dates. All I see is two people holding in their farts.
Tweet.
You know what's funny about my 12-hour ban? The 12-hour...
When did that start?
I'm back now. It started yesterday. But you know what the concept of
he's
that...
He's back.
The 12-hour ban, what did they think was going to change? I sent the same tweet right after my ban got done. Like, what do you think? I'm going to reflect on that and be like, maybe I shouldn't tell this kid to hit himself in the head with a hammer? No, all I could think about was how much I wanted him to hit himself in the head with a hammer.
Hold on,
timeout doesn't work for me. I used to get in so much trouble as a kid, and it just made me more mad.
Did you delete the tweet?
They deleted it.
Oh, they deleted it. Okay.
And they also like shadowed. They stopped my. I had a tweet that was blown up. The original tweet that he said I stole was blown up, and I think they stopped it because I think the original tweet. I think it got like shadow banned because of what I said.
Shadow banned.
Because I had 144 retweets. Yesterday, like really fast, and then it just stopped all of a sudden. So I think it's because what I said got flagged. Also, I still don't really know what Trump's on trial for.
Just everything. Just you're on trial for everything.
You know when you go to prison, you know when someone kills someone, like kills a bunch of people, and they get like 3 consecutive life sentences?
Mm-hmm.
Do they leave the body in the cell for that long?
Tweet.
Because why else would you give them... Like, what's the point of sending someone there for 300 years when you're just going to take their body out after, like, 50?
Yeah. Wait, sorry, I'm just reading that William Nylander might not play today in the middle of the show. Just scrolling on Twitter.
Want to give a prediction for that series?
Look at this.
Toronto fans are the absolute fucking worst.
It's a referee... And the stripes on his referee shirt are yellow, and he has a Boston Bruins patch on his shirt.
That's so egregious because, like, I'm pretty – I bleed black and gold, obviously, but I'm pretty impartial when it comes to refereeing, and they've been, like, bad towards the Bruins, like, pretty much all year. So I don't know.
Are they?
I think they have.
Oh, my God. Speaking of F-word, this tweet just popped up. Your opinion – this is a tweet to nobody. It's just a tweet.
Okay.
Your opinion is irrelevant because you are a F-word. 3.3K likes.
Yeah, that word is hot right now. That word is like the fajita at Chili's when it starts sizzling.
Ooh. If I don't go to Vancouver tomorrow, we should do something like that tonight for the game. Oh, fuck.
You streaming?
Covering the game, yeah. After that. What time will it be?
It's a 5 o'clock pucky.
Oh, okay.
5 o'clock drop.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to say what's going on. I'll tell you off the camera, but I love getting these emails. Now I'm checking my email during the show.
Where are we at? I can't even see. I'm fucking blind as a bat.
Yeah, that's why people go, oh, Rob, why do you always end the show? Oh, Rob, why do you always fucking end the show? Because I'm the one that can fucking see the computer and I know when it's time.
Yeah, I'm blind as a motherfucking bat.
Blind boy over here.
I'm blind boy.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
We're at an hour and 14. So I just got an email from a guy named I don't even like opening these because I hope my mic works after all that water was on it.
But imagine it just sounds like
Sounds like I was in that sub that was going down to see the Titanic.
Where it sounds like a
classic joke
like
about
people
dying.
A teacher from Charlie Brown.
He goes, "Hello, I am Israel, a marketing expert and specialist. Recently, I found out that your store has great potential, but due to a lack of your marketing strategy." Oh, so he's chirping me.
He's saying you suck ass.
6:07 in the morning, I got this. "Your store has been unable to unleash its potentials. Therefore, I will recommend some marketing strategy which needs to be worked on immediately that will help your store develop and build your brand to make consistent sales. Are you available? You can message me on WhatsApp." And then there's a number and a link. Now, if I click on that, my entire life is over.
Yeah, it's crazy that you're all one link click away from someone having access to our bank accounts.
Everything.
Everything.
Like, they will find my home. It'll be their home. The deed will be in their name.
You're gonna get back to like getting in bed with your wife, and this man's gonna be in there. Israel's gonna be in bed with your wife. invading your bed.
Whacking her.
Yeah.
Like, he's not even just, he's got both feet on the bed and like that much leverage.
Right.
Whacking it. There's, from the back.
There's noticeable sweaty hand marks on the bedboard.
His foot is on her head.
Identity theft is crazy.
Huh?
Identity theft is so crazy. Just be yourself, man.
Yeah, it's really that simple.
Like, you don't have to do this. Just believe in yourself. Just be yourself. Like,
you don't want to be me.
Yeah, steal my identity. But I if you take mine, I get to take yours.
That should be a law.
Yeah, like if you take my identity, we just have to go fifth, like tit for tat.
You get caught. What if you willingly give somebody your identity? Like, you work with the identity theft. You're like, I'll give you my identity. Yeah. Like, it's going to cost you money. I think people do that. I think people in the deep state, like, like in every Jason Bourne movie, it's about, like, he's not who he says he is.
Right, yeah. That's true.
And then they're like, what? That's not Jason Bourne? And then he, like, drops down from the ceiling and puts you in a rear naked choke.
Yeah, he swings on a fucking
chandelier. And then there's 40 minutes of an action scene.
It's just Matt Damon running through the street.
Naked.
There should be a movie like Jason Bourne. Like, but there's no, they don't explain it at all. And they don't even mention it. But the guy is naked the entire movie, and they don't even talk about it, and it's not an integral part of the story at all.
Like, can you see his dong?
Yeah, he's just running through this. Like, so he probably have to be like a British movie because British people love showing their cock. But like, it'd be like a guy just running through the street, like jumping over like guardrails and shit, and his shit just flopping his around.
Balls are just flying around.
It's such a good idea. I came up with a great idea for a TV show, by the way, a reality show. Oh, I have to give Wes his credit too because he was a part of it. It's you get fed a bunch of fiber and protein, and
I already know where this is going.
And they give you like a ton of like magnesium and Ex-Lax, and you sit in like a room, like, and it's who can hold out the longest without shitting.
Yeah, I think they would do well.
And the crowd would be like, "Poop your pants."
Oh, is it live?
Yeah, it's live. It's like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Like, where the lights are going.
That actually might do well.
I feel like that would actually do well. You know what we need to bring back is because we're is Spike TV. Because that Spike TV, that was like the ultimate man channel.
Yeah.
And it was like you could just like it was shows about like farting on it and stuff. We could bring that back. I think that would be a good show.
Like the Gas Monkey Gorilla Garage or something. We're just fixing transmissions all day. Dudes are like, yeah,
fuck yeah. Like, now that shit, like, fuck Thousand Ways to Die or something.
Tired of my wife. She's a bitch. I'm going to go in the basement and watch Spike TV.
Spike TV. Bring back Spike TV. Like, Fear Factor.
Joe Rogan's. All right. They're going to jump out of this helicopter, and then contestants have to eat the testicles of a bull. Ready? Go!
I feel like that was the only thing that they used to do in that show is eat bull testicles.
Eat balls.
Yeah, I feel like they only ate balls. Was there one Fear Factor episode where they didn't eat an animal's balls? That's all they did. That's my only memory.
Jumping
of that
out
show.
Of helicopters and eating balls.
Yeah,
that's Fear Factor.
That's all it is. You jump out of a helicopter, you land on like a roof for some reason, and then there's just a plate there of balls that you have to eat. You have to do it like really fast.
And like lay in a glass case of...
like spiders.
Snakes.
Or snakes, yeah.
Fear Factor.
It's crazy that, like, without like fear game shows, we wouldn't even know about spiders or snakes. Like those are the only animals that they use when they try to scare people is spiders and snakes.
Yeah, they don't use like a puppy, like a rabbit.
Yeah, just put a rabbit.
You're gonna lay in this glass case of rabbits.
Just super comfortable.
No,
no,
no! Please don't make me do it.
No, don't make me do it, Joe. Joe,
no. Come on, eat those balls.
Eat those balls. My name is Joe Rogan. You're going to eat those balls.
Eat those balls, you pussy.
You're going to have to jump out of this helicopter and eat someone's balls. Fuck, I had another idea for a TV show like 2 seconds ago. All right, I was thinking about that show.
Eat those balls.
Eat those balls. Oh, yeah. You know what's an insane concept for a show is that they have a new Deal or No Deal, but it's on an island. Like, bro, just open the suitcases. You can do that inside. Why is Deal or No Deal on an island? It doesn't need to be. You can open suitcases anywhere.
Howie Mandel, like the huge germaphobe. You hear about that guy?
Yeah.
Like, you can't even walk outside without being, like, lathered up in Purell.
Yeah. Dude, you know, he actually, relax, his stand-up used to be, bro, really good, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was a comedian.
Yeah, but like, it's always crazy that, like, I don't know why that's a thing where comedians become game show hosts, but I guess that's, like,
easy money.
Easy money, but like, but what? They're not. It's not like they get to be funny on those shows. You have to like read a script.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess it's just easy. It's a good gig, I guess. Like, yeah, it's all about gigs.
I just don't know why you go for comedians. Why not just get like an actor? I just don't like the comedian part doesn't translate for me. Like, Howie Mandel didn't say like anything funny on that show, but he's like a pretty
funny
guy.
Know he was a comic.
Yeah, he used to have pretty funny stand up actually, like pretty like ballsy.
How are you a stand up comic but a germaphobe?
Yeah.
I feel like, shouldn't you just be making fun of germaphobes?
What's he with his entire material is just about germs. What's he with germs?
Germs, germs, germs. Germs, they're everywhere.
I just can't imagine being afraid of something I can't see. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Yeah, fear is an illusion.
Yeah.
It's a useless emotion.
It's an illusion, like you know, when you're in the desert and you think you see like a fountain of water, but you get closer and it's not there.
Yeah,
that's the other type of illusion.
We should try that. We should go north and sit in the desert and see how long it takes to
start seeing shit.
Yeah.
What if we have like one of those like Native American epiphany things?
Like, what if we had breakfast at Epiphany's?
See how? Yeah,
I don't know. I think you need ayahuasca for that though.
Oh, right.
Ayahuasca. Take a walk on the wild side. All right, everybody.
All right, everybody. Wait, how's that song go? It's like really slow, right?
Take a walk on the wild side. Let me eat your pussy. Take a walk on the wild side. It's all about whacking, I think. Isn't it?
I can't remember. Songs back then used to like do a really good job of like covering up what the song was really about.
Yeah, like Afternoon Delight. It's about a dude getting pussy at like 3 p.m.
Yeah. This dude, but like, that was the difference, like, between there's no difference between that type of music and like rap music saying, I forgot her name, but her pussy soaking.
Say that again.
I forgot her name, but her pussy soaking.
Okay.
Future and the one of the best songs of all time, Cody and Crazy. But yeah, like, there's no difference between the music. They're just more upfront about it.
Moneybagg Yo said, I love a 10 that's a slut. The type that's wet before you even touch. Yeah, yeah. He goes, for me, though.
Yeah, I just want to make this clear. Just for me.
Yeah, like, that's what he likes. Baby, catch that nut. They say that in that song. And I'm just like, in the car, I'm just like, I don't know.
Fuck yeah.
I like the song, but like, I don't want to listen to Rob 49 say, baby. You know who that is?
It sounds super familiar. Is that the guy that like sings?
No.
No, there's someone else.
No, he does not.
Rob 49.
No disrespect to Rob 49. I like that song a lot.
I might be thinking of someone else.
Baby, catch that nut. All right. Breaking news. Connor Bedard will play for Team Canada at the World Championships. Who cares?
Who cares?
So tired of hearing about prospects. Like,
yeah. Gives a fuck. You know how many people are dying in Africa right now? You think I care about that? Idiot. Okay.
The playoffs?
Playoffs? Playoffs! We're talking about playoffs!
What time does those start, by the way? The Islanders game, I'm not going to watch. That starts at 2?
Yeah, it's at 2. It's going to be the best series, I think.
I I'm going to actually take a nap on purpose during that game. I'm not even kidding.
Does John Tavares still play there?
Yeah.
And he plays for the Isles still?
Him, Jason Blake.
Because he's our savior. He would never leave. He was their savior, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
John, you were supposed to be our savior. I love firing up Islanders fans on Twitter. I'll just say this because obviously there's crossover with people that know the Twitter. I'm from Long Island. And I always say Long Island people are so dumb, stupid, everything.
Right.
And I'm trolling. And people are just like, oh, fuck you, dude. You fucking piece of shit Rangers fan. Like, I love trolling people from Long Island. It's just fun. Fuck you, dude. You fucking Leafs fan?
I know that's a chirp.
You fucking Leafs? Oh, yeah, I bet you're a Leafs fan.
I can't believe that game's on at 2.
Perfect. Right. We won't even have to watch.
Kind of like the morning sodes.
Me too. Wake up.
Weird. I like way more energy, I feel like. As I'm yawning.
I feel like sometimes we record later, but we don't eat before, so like we get tired by that. If you don't eat, because it's fuel, you know?
Come on, Herb!
You take the poop right off my finger. Fucking the maturity level of a 9-year-old.
Ruzzoni, no chance he's making this team.
You should auction that off.
Pick it up!
This? Yeah.
Kid that got my OJ thing just got it. Does anyone want this? Spit on my lap. It's wet from the water. Watch the show on YouTube, by the way. Like, what the fuck is this, dude?
Yeah, come on. I almost just burped. No, Emma. Almost did.
No Diddy. I almost want to put this out. Well, actually, it depends on my schedule, but we need to start banking episodes for real, though, because I'm basically gone all of July. Maybe catch that nut. Yeah, the tickets are out in Calgary. What's today? Saturday? Yeah, it's Saturday. Baby, catch that nut. Like, come on, dude. What do you mean, catch that nut? Like, that's so crazy to me.
Like, Mitt?
I don't know. I don't know what they mean by that.
Or Mitt Romney?
He goes, bad bitch, big booty, pretty titties.
I love a good set of J's.
I want to see some titties today.
Yeah. It's definitely... I bet it'll be bopping today.
Remember Tits Out for the Boys? Whatever happened to that era?
That was peak.
Tits Out for the Boys. Tits Out for the Boys.
Whatever happened to that? Fuck, that was such a good era.
I think chicks just got tired of it. They're like, guys, like, come on.
Like, I can't just keep pulling my tits out all the time.
Stop objectifying me every day.
That is a crazy thing
to
yell at.
I need a 10, that's a slut.
That's a crazy thing to yell at someone.
Libido. All right, everybody.
All right, everybody.
Tickets on sale.
What did you say? Yeah, Calgary tickets on sale. Go buy them. Go buy them before they're gone.
Go buy them.
There's only one left.
There's one ticket left.
And it's $7,000.
People are like, what is VIP? And I was like, I don't even know.
I don't even know either.
I think you don't have to wait in line and you get access to kiss us.
I'll kiss every single person at the show. I don't really care.
You be careful, dude.
That'd be so insane.
All right, everybody.
All right.
All right, bye. Use code wetjeans at manscaped.com.